Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big weekend on the East Side, along with the last weekend of Jazz Fest. Mm-hmm. There was a brand new event that popped
up. Wow, another fest?
And well, it was bringing out the bargain hunters and the thrifters alike. And it would seem a place like this has much better stuff than a sale on a different part of town.
Oh, like high-end pickings?
Well, maybe.
Oh,
right?
I would think so.
Yeah? You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. This weekend was the first ever Fairport Yard Sale Weekend.
So they do it like in one's area, or is like every yard is up for grabs?
So
you just walk around?
So Saturday and Sunday, they had over 100 garage sales throughout the village of Fairport.
So you just walk around?
Yeah, well, they had maps and things of where they were going to be, so I don't know if
Maps of crap. High-end crap.
If you are a garage sale person, this is heaven. And a place like this having a garage sale.
This is some high-end stuff, bro.
Okay. 222-6000. Do higher-end towns have better garage sales?
Yeah, you would think. They have nicer toys.
Okay. You're not.
They have higher-end interests.
They're willing to let go of more things.
So let's talk about that.
Think about golf clubs, golf balls.
Because they're just going to buy new ones.
Fly fishing.
Mm-hmm. Tommy, you're not a garage sale person, I don't know if you have the expertise needed for this conversation. Mm. And I understand why, Kimmy, you going along with him.
But I know high end.
Garage sale hobby has always intrigued me, but I've never done it enough to know where the best stuff is.
Okay, as a lifelong garage sailor. Mm-hmm. The theory that the stuff at higher end garage sales, higher end town garage sales are going to be better, more affluent town, fancier stuff makes sense. But isn't the draw of garage sales getting a great deal?
Well, yeah, finding a
finding
something worth a lot more than they have it priced for.
If you have nicer stuff, it would also be more expensive.
Well, yeah, it's going to cost you more.
Right. But you have a higher probability of finding that nice thing.
But do I want to spend that kind of money on that thing? Also, and tell me if you think I'm wrong. People with more money have a warped idea of what their things are worth.
Yeah, you're probably not wrong there.
Okay, so like, am I going to go and some guy's going to try and get me, let's say he's got a pair of custom tailor-made golf clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to try, well, I got them for $3,000 and I'll sell them to you, only used them 10 years, $2,700.
So my aunt, may she rest in peace, her deal was you scout on Saturday, you bargain on Sunday afternoon.
Ooh.
When it's closing time.
Yeah. So she just want to get rid of it at that point.
Find all the stuff she liked, and then she'd come back knowing, hey, yeah, kind of get stuck with it. What are you going to do?
All right. See, I can't handle that anxiety.
Walk away from it.
You got to put the time in.
Well, no, but what if I go back and all the stuff I want is gone?
It could be, but a lot of times she would score big time.
Okay.
Because people get desperate. Okay. She would get something for like a third of the price.
No, a third of the price. Yeah. At a garage sale, they give you $10 to take.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, but like I just have this feeling like the whole weekend was just like, that's Lululemon. $40 for a used T-shirt is not all that much because I paid $80 for it and wore it to the gym 4,000
times. Yeah, you're not
times.
Getting like West Side Scuzz markdown.
West Side Scuzz markdown.
Yeah, you know, some rusty ass grill.
No, but like, why go to a garage sale if I'm not getting great deals on the stuff that I'm buying?
But you're also getting top quality merchandise.
But I don't want, I mean, I want top quality merchandise, but I don't want to pay the price for top quality merchandise. If I did, I would go to the place that sold them in the first place.
But let's say you're looking for a higher end item. You make face.
This is face, yes.
Yeah. But let's say you want a nice item, but you don't want to spend a lot. This would be the place to go.
Okay.
Like, you might find some like watches and jewelry.
Nobody's
and stuff.
Selling watches. You're gonna get a Rolex at a garage sale in Fairport.
You might get a nice high end. I don't know whether high end watches, but there might be some
genuine Timex.
Yes, old school.
I'm wondering though, are your people who look for this kind of stuff, are they looking for the more affluent areas, or are they looking at the age demographics of the places that they go? Because like I'm wondering if like older people have stuff that they don't know the value of.
Ooh, good question.
You know what I mean? Like they see it as junk that's been in their attic for the last 50 years, but they might not know what it's worth now.
So this happened to a buddy of ours.
Yeah.
In Fairport, this woman had, and I don't know how or why she had, she was elderly. She had two old school reel to reel stereo equipment.
Oh, yeah.
The old school ones, right? She had two of them still in the box.
Holy cow.
Wow.
They were ancient and never opened. And he got them for nothing and then realized they were worth thousands of dollars to like people that collect old school stereo equipment.
Yeah.
You know what's funny about these stories? Like people love to tell you these stories, right? And it's an amazing story, right? Yeah. He made all this money. But there's always, you fail to remember, there's someone in this story that also lost thousands of dollars that you took advantage
of. But they might not have.
He didn't even know until he looked it up.
Is that what he said when he told you? I didn't even know. I bought these hunks of junk and thousands of dollars! Take that, Joe, bitch!
But that's why you do these things. To score, you know, either get something cheap or just flip it.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, no, I got you. This is so funny. Oh, look what I got. She didn't even know what she had. I took advantage of an old lady.
I tell you what's really good at these places? Tools. People that get rid of tools. Like if you, I would
never. Yeah, but it's Fairport, so there were no tools. They hire someone else to do it for them.
Oh, damn it.
They're government subsidized porches. I went to a Fairport garage sale, no tools.
Came over with a porch.
Phone number is 226,000. Talking about the first ever Fairport yard sale weekend. There were over 100 garage sales throughout the village of Fairport. I'm going to be honest with you. And I'm being completely sincere. Mm-hmm. Phone number is 226,000. I did not know Eastsiders even had garage sales.
Oh, God, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, like, but most all of the flea markets and massive neighborhood garage sales happen in the less affluent towns because those people are willing to buy secondhand. It's not a big deal to them.
Now, you'd be surprised, man, with the. Maybe in the newer set, but like there's yard sales all over Pittsburgh.
Really?
Yeah.
I would also think that your neighbors especially would be like weirded out by outsiders coming into their neighborhood. That could be part of it too, right? Like you know you're going to stare down
now
everybody.
Now they're making
that,
money, man.
Okay.
You know.
He just did the money sign.
But you wouldn't like look at like a car that looks sketchy and be like, what's that person up to?
Well, you're going to get that. But
how about this? Somebody slightly parks on the edge of your
Ooh.
Lawn.
I don't like slight parkers.
I mean, no, look, I mean, I'm curious this weekend in Fairport, if the folks shopping were a bunch of Eastsiders, right, from Eastside towns, or was there a mass migration from the West Side and 315?
It's probably just like ER and that area coming around.
Bro, garage sailors will
drive around.
They will.
Yeah.
Well, maybe because it's high-end pickings, they'll come over.
Okay, you keep saying
well, just,
high-end pickings.
I would think just based on the amount of garage sales going on, you're going to get a flock of people.
Might get a nice 62 Jaguar cheap.
What do you think is at these garage sales?
High-end, bro.
And here's the other thing, too. I love how you say all these things are high-end. Your wife, born and bred Eastside, grew up in Pittsburgh forever and lived there forever.
Yeah.
Your wife doesn't like to part with anything.
No, she doesn't. Like, but we had a garage sale.
What was
when
there?
When we
sell lemonade?
She put me out there. no, but we had a yard sale when we first moved in together to get rid of a lot of stuff.
All your stuff?
Pretty much.
Okay, so there you go.
But because you remember, you got mad because I didn't put all the kids' games out there. You said they were worth money, and I just tossed them.
Yeah, dumbass. You chucked hundreds of dollars in the garbage in a Nintendo and all the games
that
were in there.
Oh, my God, you did?
All of it, yeah.
Damn.
Dumbass. I don't know why I got mad. It was your. It's not like I was getting any of the money. I'm just saying, you know what that stuff is worth?
I know.
Stupid,
I know.
And that's the other thing. I don't know if folks that live on the East Side know the value of
things.
They
know money.
No,
bro.
I'm telling you.
How do you think they got rich?
No, I think they overvalue things that don't
have
money.
They will do that.
And then undervalue things, because you look at that and see a hunk of junk, because you're a privileged Eastside douche.
Right.
Right? My children now have the PlayStation 14, and I got it for them early, because I know Bill Gates personally. He doesn't make that, right? That's Xbox, that's Microsoft. Anyway, the point that I'm making is someone with
savvy skills
or lower means will understand that there's something there.
All right, so they should come over because they could score.
Or, but that's if you're willing to part with the stuff, which I don't think Eastsiders are willing to part with their things as much as Westsiders are. Because the other thing about it too, man, like When it comes to spending money, the more money you spend on an item, in theory, the longer it's going to last. The more high-end stuff, you don't have to replace as much. Whereas, like, growing up, man, like, just living in Gates, we're buying new stuff all the time because we're buying bargain basement stuff from
buying junk.
Yeah, Big Lots and, you know, Walmart and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to put that outside. If I have high-end clothes, high-end jewelry, high-end watch, high-end sporting equipment, I don't need to keep replacing it.
True. But let's say you're in the market for a wine rack and a grandfather clock. This is your town.
Yeah, you're right.
I wonder how many grandfather clocks were outside.
Being sold by grandfather.
Yes, great-grandfather.
It's to him, it's just a clock.
Who would be harder to bargain with? Like somebody running a garage sale in Gates or somebody running a garage sale in Pittsburgh?
Ooh, that's a good question. Tommy?
Like who do you think you have a better chance at negotiating with?
I would think the tougher dealers are on the west side, you know, because of the drugs and the prostitution and everything over there. Okay. That they're hardcore. Like it could end in gunfire. Like you could be running for your car and for your life.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
So let's break this down.
Yeah.
On the east side, you have more white-collar folks.
Yeah.
Businessmen.
Who might work in negotiation for a living.
Mm-hmm.
On the west side, you have folks where that money might matter more, right?
Hard-ass.
So I don't know.
They're both good and different for different reasons.
Well, good at haggling. Look, I'm going to say that the west side garage sale is a harder haggle only because...
You could possibly... actually be beaten with that golf club.
Only because prices are generally lower.
Not only that, but the person on the west side probably has more garage sale and flea market experience, therefore knows how to haggle better in this particular haggling situation. Whereas the east sider, I mean, maybe it gets to a point where they don't care anymore. They just want you off their property. Either no or just take it and leave. Please talk to me anymore. I don't know, too. Sometimes it's not even about the money when it comes to haggling.
Mm.
Like, knowing you got one over on the person who wanted it.
It's a sport.
Yeah. It's a glass pitcher for $5. Mm-hmm. I want it for $3.
Yes.
So who would that matter to more?
Mm.
Like, do you want the pride of winning the haggle more as someone from the town of Greece? Or do you want the pride of winning the haggle more as someone from the town of Fairport?
Here's the way I look at it. In the end, they don't want to put it back in the house because it was a hassle getting all this stuff out of the house. So I always think it's to the advantage of the buyer. Because the last thing you want to do is deal with it. You just want it gone.
Here's what makes me laugh about you is you will sit here every time we talk about flea markets and garage sales. It's all junk. People who haggle there are sad.
It's crap.
And then you'll sit here and go, but here's how you haggle. I'd never do it, but I'm the best haggler in the world, man. I'm not going to lower myself, but here's how you do it. You're not a good haggler. Don't give me tips.
No, but I know people that do this for like my aunts. They did this all the time.
Yeah.
They would travel. They were like travel yard sales. Like, they would go from Auburn to Rochester to look at stuff.
For yard sales?
Yes.
It's an hour-long drive.
I know, man. But they did it as a hobby. Okay. You know, the sisters, they went together, my two aunts, and they would do this stuff all the time.
Man, that's paradise if you're married to those women. Think all the time alone you'd get. Unless I got to go to the garage sales.
Well, my one uncle died young, so he would never know.
Okay, yeah, that sucks.
She literally put him out in the front yard.
Hey, what do you want for Uncle Dan? $5, no more. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.